going to continue with our post-race media availabilities here at Las Vegas after today's DC Solar 300. We are joined by the race-winning crew chief, Mike Shiplett, who is with the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet team for Chip Ganassi Racing. We will open it up to questions for our crew chief. Go ahead, Lee.
Can you just talk about Ross and just what you've seen over the few opportunities you've had to work with him this year, and then I have a follow-up.
So, and it was probably about 2 or 3 weeks before Darlington, they told us that this was going to happen, about 2 weeks, I guess, before Darlington, that Ross was going to be in at Darlington in Vegas and Richmond. So, you know, we started a plan together of how to get him up to speed and give him some insight of what we do to our cars, maybe a little bit different than he's used to, and, you know, just get him comfortable, you know, find a seat, an insert, you know, just get him comfortable in the car. You know, that's the first thing we had to do. And then we took him to the GM simulator, got him some laps, and just kind of understood what he kind of reacts to and how he feels. You know, Darlington, you know, we've been talking to him about saving a little bit on the first lap of qualifying. You know, he doesn't have to run super hard. So, you know, that was a little bit different for him to really understand, because he's been giving me a little heartache each time because I think he goes a little bit too light, you know. But all in all, you know, he's done a real good job. Really proud of him. Really proud of everybody at our team. Everybody dug in. You know, different driver. Everybody loves John Hunter. You know, we should have had John Hunter a win at Kentucky, but the team let him down. So, you know, you'll have that in racing, and we'll get John a victory for the end of the year.
And to follow up kind of on that, John Hunter's kind of taking a rash of crap on Twitter right now from the haters. And can you just say something as far as the security of John in the seat for the rest of the year?
Yeah, John's going to run the final, what is it, five races of the playoffs for us in the 42 car. We've been focusing really hard on that. We spent a lot of time this summer, you know, focusing on those races at the end of the year, because we knew the 42 car was going to be in the playoffs. So it's just a matter of focusing on the things and the type of tracks that we're going to in those playoffs to get John to be a better driver and understand. I mean, he's very talented. You know, he's a great individual. I love working with him. I love working with Ross. I mean, I love working with everybody that drives the 42 car. But you can just see is whoever we put in the car, you know, we put them up front. So that's just a testament to our whole team, everybody back at the shop, our fabricators, our body hangers, our painters, you know, everybody that works in the 42 car. They do an exceptional job, and I'm very proud to be the leader of this team.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires on that PRN. You talked about Ross giving you a little heartache, but how is he at being receptive to what you're telling him and his attitude, you know, getting in the car and doing what needs to be done? Obviously, it's probably a lot different at the 42 than it is over at the 4.
Yeah, I mean, he has more resources to lean on. You know, we have some individuals at our shop that work on his fitness, his mental side of it. Coaching him, you know, on driving, aspects of driving, how to approach a race, how to hydrate for a race. You know, there's just a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that no one really sees, and it takes time to build those. And, you know, it's just a whole group of people working together to be successful out here on Saturday afternoons.
Does he have a good attitude on getting intake of information?
Oh, he's amazing. And, you know, we tell him something, he'll go out and do it and try it. You know, if we tell him to go run the high line, he'll go run the high line, run the low line. You know, we talk to him about restarts, you know, different timing. You know, that's something that we worked on hard with him today, because we controlled every restart but the very first one. So you get that many times restarting and you keep doing the same thing, they're going to jump you. So you got to keep mixing it up, slowing down, going faster, you know, take off different spots in the box, because you never want your competitor to know exactly where you're going to take off each time.
We're going to wrap up with Jim.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Mike, obviously there was a lot of fallout and fireworks from the Darlington race, but how do you feel that Ross handled that situation? He certainly didn't look like he was any bit different in today's race than he was at Darlington.
No, I mean, we talked about it. You know, that was a racing incident. Everything that we do, we learn from and move on. You know, we put the past behind us and move forward onto the next obstacle and try to conquer that.
We'll wrap up here with Bob.
Bob Packer, ESPN. What is the feeling for you to win with Ross versus the way you feel when you win with Kyle?
I mean, a win's a win. It's everybody at the team, you know, gets to be a part of that when we do win. You know, with Kyle, he's working on trying to make himself a little bit better for Sunday. You know, so he'll try different things. He'll run different lines. He'll do stuff. He'll want the car a little bit tighter, a little bit looser, you know, to see what happens in traffic. Where, you know, with Ross and John Hunter, and when we have Justin in it, you know, it's just focusing on what we need right then and there to make the car go faster the next time we make a pit stop.
All right, Mike. Well, congratulations on the win, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.